If you're here for budget.
He can be here.
There's a desk for what?
Microphone right there. Sorry, Mr. Hausman. Sorry, I mean...
I'd like to call this meeting of the Taney County Commission to order this Thursday, September 6, 2012. First order of business today on the agenda is agenda request review for future meetings. Nikki?
Six items before you, gentlemen. There's just one new additional. The others were still on there from last week.
The sixth item, is that the new item?
Yes.
Is just 15-minute update? Mm-hmm. You guys are going to invest money?
Yes.
Just curious.
That's part of it.
What does next week look like?
Monday's very, very busy.
Then that's, I'm open next Thursday. What do you guys think?
Thursday sounds fine. Is that all right, Dan?
Mm-hmm.
Let's start at number one, and where are we? And the reason is because we're starting to get calls from different companies. So have we done something?
I saw the emails too. And in a conversation, which I thought was closed session, we talked about some of those things that came up in that closed session. And so I'm not sure how, nothing's been public discussion about those emails, of those phone calls. So all I know is that we have contracts being reviewed by our attorney of what on the Century all the contracts is all I know. Everything else was discussed in closed session, and I don't know how that information got out.
Did you get the?
Yes, I got an email.
Letter from Frank.
I haven't read it.
Okay.
I saw it. I just haven't read it yet. Ron, are you talking about that email we got this morning?
No, I'm talking about a couple of phone calls from companies other than the company we're with
that
are wanting to be included in the bid.
No,
one came from a company that was in our meeting.
Here. That email came out yesterday to all of us. But this is this.
Oh.
If you read it backwards, but we were sent an email basically expressing that same issue. But anyway, I would suggest that we read that email, but we are not doing any more than just looking at the contracts, which I've got to look at the contracts.
We need to take a look at what Frank sent.
Yeah, I have.
Why have I not?
It was sent yesterday at...
No, I'm talking about the one from Frank, from counsel. Did you get it?
It would have been from me, forwarded to you, gentlemen.
Right.
From Frank. An opinion letter.
Yesterday.
Tuesday?
I sent it twice.
You sent it Tuesday.
To you, gentlemen.
Yes, we got it. I got it Tuesday.
Uh-huh.
We were sent it on...
I believe it was on the 23rd also.
Yeah, we received one a Tuesday at 2 o'clock. Yeah, I have two letters.
Okay, well, we need to... where are we? There's my question. We
need to review the letter to make a decision, don't we?
Yes.
What do we have posted today for... we have just personnel, so we can't even talk about this today either. Okay?
How about...
Monday? Do we have some executive session time on Monday?
Yes.
Under contract?
Yes.
Can you just make sure this becomes a...
Part of that?
Part of that discussion? Because I believe we're going to have to... I know what the answer is. I did read this.
That's what I read. Okay.
So we're on the table. Monday we need to discuss this.
Okay.
Yeah.
Frank will be here at 10:30 for the other executive that's on your calendars.
Of the software company?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So can we prep it this close to that so we can just keep it one consecutive time?
Mm-hmm. We can just stretch it longer.
I would be fine. Are you fine with that being wrong?
Yes.
How long do you need to discuss?
this is probably a 30-minute discussion. Could you also have Mr. Erickson? Is he around?
Yes.
Don't you think we need him to have him be aware that we'll probably need to pull him in?
If we're going to bid. I don't know that it has to be part of the initial conversation, but if you want to.
At the very end, maybe? Or do we just have a bid discussion with Mr. Erickson later on that day?
Just make sure that he's available.
Yeah.
Number two. Same place?
Yeah, I made contact with an individual I was hoping to. So it's still on hold.
Okay.
There's been some conversation. But.
Number three, that's, we're still waiting.
And you delivered that letter?
Correct.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. It was probably received all right, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. There's some sort of communication. That's a step for us. Remember the letter we sent to the sewer board?
No, I know exactly. I was just trying to read her nod there. It sort of looked positive.
I think she's being reserved.
Number four. Same?
That's probably going to be a Monday discussion in our executive session under contracts.
So you want to discuss this item too?
Yes.
Yeah. You're sitting in 5 o'clock. Not 5 o'clock. You're sitting in number 5.
Right, I'm going to be sitting today chatting with different members with different questions.
At 1 o'clock?
Mm-hmm. That's not an agenda request item, though.
On Tuesday, you told me to leave it on there until after you spoke with the committee. With some clarifications.
Oh, for us to put an agenda item.
Eventually, after
eventually, we will have to report
this.
Monday,
you'll probably bring it up on the agenda for us to schedule profit.
Okay. Right?
You mean for Thursday?
Yes.
Okay.
Or however you want to, I mean, if it takes longer than that.
What? Okay. Anything else, Jim, Danny?
No, sir. Thank you, sir.
Well, yeah, there is, but I don't know how to.
For the agenda?
Yeah. There'll be a couple of things. One will be a report from Missouri Extension.
Okay.
She'll contact us, I guess, but we talked about that at our meeting Tuesday night on their plans for the future year.
How soon do they want to chat?
She wants to do this on a monthly basis.
To update us on a monthly basis?
Update us on a monthly basis. And just like a 5-minute update or a 10-minute update on what they're working on.
Is this Crystal?
Mm-hmm.
Has she stepped into the position of?
Yes.
Well.
And she doesn't have to do this. She can come to us whenever she's ready, but I just wanted to make you aware of it.
So we're going
to
be doing that. Okay.
I told her probably on Monday. Mondays or Thursdays was the...
You want Nikki to contact her and schedule it, or what would you like to do?
Yes, you can contact her and see when she wants to do that. That's
you were talking
because
about
it'll be an agendized item that she want to go through.
That was one. What was the other item, sir?
I would be glad to chat with her about anything with the exception of the budget, because we're going to set those up formally for the future.
Yeah.
Is that all right?
We'll talk about that other one Thursday, I guess, or next Monday. Next Monday. Don't we do go through agenda review on next Monday also?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Can you make sure on Monday that we have the real estate executive session number posted also? I spent some time with Pat Keg talking on her, with her yesterday about an issue that deals with real estate. And I want to give you guys an update on that Monday in executive. Based off the information, the research you did also.
Okay.
If they ask you, obviously tell them what's going on, but I'll give you guys a better report on Monday. Might be able to.
Anything else?
No, we've got scheduled for today something that I thought didn't know that was on there until. But we do need the date on one of the agendized items, so.
Okay.
Thank you. Has anybody checked with Road and Bridge on the date?
Fall cleanup date? I have not. Raymond's on vacation this week. You probably have.
No, that's been set.
28th and 29th.
Yeah.
So they moved it.
The auction. I'm sorry. It's the auction date that I didn't have. You're right. The fall cleanup date has been set.
Correct. Which they're going to discuss that.
They're going to discuss that.
When?
This morning.
10 o'clock. It's on the agenda.
Okay, let me ask you who is going to discuss that.
You asked to invite Rick Finley and Jimmy Russell.
That's for the auction.
For the auction.
Right, that's correct.
But at 10 o'clock we have the fall.
The auction is like next. The fall cleanup, I asked for that to be on, which is at 10 o'clock this morning, because I had a question that came to me through Scott regarding the roll-offs or whatever they're called.
All right, that's right.
Okay, we'll and maybe that ought to be something that we take up during R&B. I don't know, next Monday's. But I've got it on there in case we want to talk about it today.
Well, I was wanting to get the date set so that it could be out to the public. And R&B's the main ones that's involved. And we have moved that from our regular October dates in the past to September, the last weeks in September, because several of the boys are off during October.
Would it be wise for us this morning, since Scott was going to ask his question, if we have... Now, Randy's not here, is he?
No. Randy's
we'll just start with Scott.
I seen he come in over there just as I come in. Randy's truck's over to...
Go ahead.
He's not here anymore. He stopped in.
Oh, he just stopped in. Okay.
Okay.
All right.
But I believe that Kathy has contacted the press and sent out press releases on the fall cleanup.
Would it be appropriate then for us to invite her over here when Scott's here and if we have any questions of her? Is that all right? Mm-hmm. That's all I've got.
Me too.
That'll be fine.
Thank you, Nikki.
Okay.
Next item of business is county auction day. Rick. What do we have as a county auction date? Is that, you want to come up and join us? I think it's just dawning on me. We were going to get your input and then perhaps pick a date. Is that what we're, or has that already happened?
I think it has not officially happened. You've got some suggestions, I think.
I did talk to Sheriff because usually that's where most of the surplus items come from, stuff like that. And he said probably the 1st of October would be a good time for him. I think I visited with Jim and told him that. And that's the reason it's on the agenda today. So I guess you guys need to officially set that, and
the first Saturday of October is the 6th. That's the first Saturday of the month. But what are your thoughts? What have we traditionally done in the past, Rick? September, October?
Yeah, September, October. It kind of varies, but October seems to be a pretty good time.
The 13th would not be good because there's a lot of events going on in Taney County that 13th Saturday. I don't show anything going on the 6th. Can you think of anything, Danny?
No, but October is a busy.
Spring thing.
Forsyth Spring thing? Look. Okay.
If that's the case, probably we don't probably want to do it that day.
No, I mean, I don't have that down for some reason.
I didn't bring my calendar. Let me go check and see if it's on my calendar in there, because I think Kathy did send me that day.
I'm on the website looking right now, but I don't.
Okay, October 8th is what day of the week normally do we?
Normally a Saturday.
Saturday.
It doesn't have to be that, but that's a normal thing.
October 6th. I don't have anything on mine either. That doesn't mean that's not what.
And
you
there's
said, Jan, you thought that was Forsyth Cleanup Day?
There's not any reason you couldn't do it on a Friday. Let me go check that.
It wouldn't be spring. It'd be, what, the fall fling?
The fall. The car show.
Okay.
All
I'm looking.
I don't have anything on the 13th either, which is Saturday.
13th is the Hollister. Has a bunch of stuff going on. Hollister Grape Fest. There's also something in Branson going on that weekend.
Did you get your toga out of dry cleaning?
You know, I have been fortunate enough. You know what the tradition is? The presiding commissioner does the toga judging. And it's every other year, and I think it's your year.
I see.
And if you need a motion, I'm sure I can get a second.
There may be a new tradition or two that would be suggested.
I believe that...
like grape squashing?
October 6th is the Harvest Festival 8th Annual Car and Truck Show. That is correct. From 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. at the Shadow Rock Park. That is going on...
From when? From 4 to 8?
From 8 a.m. to 4 p.m.
Wow. So that takes... that.
It's the...
28 and 29.
What now?
28 and 29.
Right. Yeah, the Harvest Moon Festival, the 8th annual car and truck show, crafts, lots of food, and live music. Shadow Rock Park, 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. on the 6th. So that date is...
And there's not any reason you can't have it on Friday, especially if you're rolling Bridgeport and not working that day. I mean, you don't want to be in their way if they're working out there, but I think that's probably...
So you're saying maybe the 5th?
When's the time change?
I don't have any idea.
Well, let me tell you that answer, too, since I'm Mr. Google.
Well, it does make a difference because those boys come in on the Friday and Saturday.
Sunday, November 4th.
So they move that back,
mm-hmm.
Move the other one forward, so shorter period of... Okay. That's fine. The 6th, is that what we're looking at, except for this?
Or the 5th, if you go to Friday, well, you tell me what you want to do.
What was the potential conflict on the 6th? It's Forsyth.
Forsyth's craft and auto show.
Fall Moon Festival.
How would that conflict?
The auction is the same time.
Oh, it's an auction. That was probably a cleanup. And the auction generally lasts 2-3 hours, depending on what we've got.
It depends on what there is there. Yeah, I haven't seen a list, so I couldn't tell you yet.
What do you show on the 20th? Is that too late? Of October? Ron, do you have anything? Because I don't show anything on the 20th, Saturday to October 20th. But based on how wacky the weather is, we could have a bunch of snow on the ground.
That's what the almanac says.
Who's joking?
Calls for an October snow.
I think Because remember one year it did get real cold about that time. We had snow. Just the week before deer season.
I don't have anything down.
Well, how about that then?
Why don't you check with Jim and see if you don't mind.
See which one he prefers.
Because any of these dates are right with me. It's just okay. Whatever you all think would be a genuine conflict.
I'll just email him and tell him to email the four of us which one they prefer. And guys, in previous years, for a while, I've done that and just paid my help from my auction company. No charge besides what the help cost. But I don't know whether that's appropriate or not. I don't want to offend other auctioneers.
We put it out for bid 2 years ago.
Yeah, I know we did, but I don't know how long the bid was for. I don't,
Well,
okay.
We put it out for bid, and it's hard to beat zero, and that's what you... I think we had three bids, and I mean, if you're doing it for just what the help is, it was the other was. I can't remember, but the others was.
There was fees involved.
Quite a dollar amount of fees. So it doesn't make me any difference. Whatever you guys want to do on that,
it makes no difference to me either. I enjoy auctions and be glad to do it, but I don't want to offend my fellow auctioneers in the county either. I'll try to keep on good terms with them.
All right. Well, why don't you find out if that date's good, the 20th? If not, even the 6th is the second option.
I'll email Jim and tell him to let you guys know.
Okay. The way we're going to do that, you're Jimmy's going to set the date and then get in touch with us, see if it's all right, and that's fine.
Okay. Sounds good.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Got a letter of support for the Greens 2 project. This is requested by Mr. Hoffman.
I saw it once already.
Did you get those numbers, Jim?
We asked Nikki for those numbers. I didn't.
Okay. Did
I don't know of any numbers supplied.
The letter itself is a short letter and reads, Dear Mr. Metz, I'm writing on behalf of the Taney County Commission in support of the above-referenced senior affordable housing development, which will be located south of the Greens Phase 1 on Branson Hills Parkway. Phase 2 will provide affordable housing to qualified couples aged 55 years age and older. This project consists of 40 two-bedroom units that are a one-story duplex style, including an attached garage which will rent from $465 to $500 per month. Taney County supports affordable home developments for their efforts in bringing senior housing to the community. It is important for the awareness to remain critical due to the rapid decrease of affordable living for senior citizens in both the city of Branson and the entire Tri-Lakes region. Then it would be thank you for your continued support. That's the letter that's
right.
Pro-offered from us.
Right. The affordable housing issue was what I received phone calls on, and I needed the support numbers of before we took that up.
Do you wish to have this re-agendized?
How quick does it? I mean, does it have a date on there, Ron? When it needs to be?
I can compare them because I thought this was the reason we're getting all the requests is because the deadline for MHDC is coming up.
Right.
Let me see if I can find a date, deadline date.
Whether you're for or against, it's good to have the information of.
Here it is. Your letter of support should be submitted to us no later than August 24th. To be included in the project proposal. A little late?
We didn't receive it till then, did we?
No.
We didn't receive it at that point.
Yeah. When we received it.
I assume it's dated. I don't know when we received it. It's the first I've seen. It was today.
No, we did not receive it until the 28th.
That's what I mean. We've got the 24th date, and we didn't receive it till the 28th.
We have an email from them to us.
The other one that we don't
want to... Can we postpone this to a definite time? Because if it's time since then, we probably get to have Nick or Amy get the information. If you don't mind postponing this to a definite time... maybe at 10 o'clock or 10:15?
I don't know that that's enough time for you to get the information that we need, is it? You want to? We're going to be here for a while.
10:15.
You want to bring it up?
Let's just do 10:15. I'm bad checking.
10:15.
Yeah. Motion to postpone to a definite time the letter of support for the Greens 2 to 10:15 today.
And you two gentlemen do understand where I'm coming from on my part of it? Mm-hmm. Because the others that we have received for letters of support furnished a number of people that were on waiting list or demand for in that particular area.
Understand.
And that's very easy for me to answer those three phone calls that I got on that very issue of competitiveness. Again, their local bid, you know, their local...
The motion in front of us is for us to postpone it till 10:15. It was time we'll bring it back up for discussion.
Right.
Is that all right?
That's fine.
You want to second it?
I'll second the motion.
Motion's been made and seconded to postpone at the definite time of 10:15 this morning the discussion regarding the letter of support for the Greens 2. Discussion. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed nay. Motion carries. Next order of business is the letter of support for Church Army. This letter is to the Missouri Housing Development Commission and states, please let this letter show my support for the efforts of Church Army to serve a group of people who are trying to pull themselves up from the depths of homelessness and addiction. Most Church Army clients do not have basic transportation to help them get to their jobs and like skill classes. Church Army clients must have jobs and must attend training on life skills, so it is necessary that transportation be provided for them to be successful in their transition. I support the Church Army application of the Missouri Housing Trust Fund for fiscal year 2013. The cost of fuel is a major budget item in the Church Army annual budget. The increasing cost of fuel makes it more and more difficult to serve the needs of Church Army clients. It would be extremely helpful and good for our community for the Missouri Housing Trust Fund to fund this request for operating monies to provide for fuel to transport people who need to get to those services which will help them become contributing members of our community. So it's really a letter of support for Church Army, who is attempting to secure funding.
Motion to send the letter of support.
Second.
Motion has been made and seconded to send a letter of support to the Missouri Housing Development Commission on behalf of Church Army as presented today. Discussion. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed nay. Motion carries. Got this on the agenda, Education for Responsible Citizens Forum discussion. I'm still trying to find the letter I received. I did receive a letter. I don't know why we'd be discussing it, but the question is whether or not, I guess, we will attend as soon as I get that. I'll speak for myself if you want to go.
I'll go for
yourself if you want to go.
And if we all go, then we obviously have to post. I think that's really the biggest thing.
That's the biggest thing.
So would you, as soon as you find the letter, we'll just post it on the agenda.
And that's October 4th, isn't it?
It's a Friday night, isn't it? October 5th? 4th.
As soon as I find the letter.
Gotcha. Yeah, just post it, and I guess RSVP that I'll go. So. All right, well, then I guess we have to recess for 30 minutes.
Let's stand in recess until 10 o'clock, which time we'll bring fall cleanup.